Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter, back with another Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. Today, we're diving into something super important: how to prioritize your mental health and well-being. You know that feeling when life throws a million curveballs at you? Work deadlines, family drama, social media pressure. It can all feel overwhelming, right? Well, guess what? Taking care of your mental health isn't just a trendy hashtag, it's about building resilience, finding clarity, and living a happier, more fulfilling life. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your well-being. First off, recognize that self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? Your mind and body deserve the same fuel. Fuel them with activities that recharge you, whether it's a good book, a nature walk, or simply taking 5 minutes to breathe deeply. Second, don't underestimate the power of connection. We're social creatures built for community. Nurture your relationships with friends and family. A simple phone call or coffee date can make a world of difference. Ever felt that warm, fuzzy feeling after catching up with someone you care about? That's real magic. Third, learn to set boundaries. You're not obligated to say yes to everything. Protect your time and energy by politely declining commitments that drain you. Remember, saying no sometimes is actually a superpower. It allows you to focus on what truly matters. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a phenomenal mood booster. Find something you enjoy: dancing, swimming, hiking, and get those endorphins flowing. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your energy levels and overall outlook. Lastly, practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply be present. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. There are tons of free meditation apps out there if you want to explore that further. The key is to cultivate awareness and learn to navigate life's ups and downs with grace. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's always on the go, feeling stretched thin. Sound familiar? One day, she decides to take a break, a 20-minute walk in nature. As she strolls through the park, she notices the birds singing, the sun warming her face, and the soft breeze rustling the leaves. In that moment, Sarah feels a sense of calm wash over her. She realizes that taking even small breaks for self-care can make a huge difference. So remember, prioritizing your mental health isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind and body. Start small, pick one or two of these takeaways and implement them into your daily routine. You might be surprised at how much energy, focus, and joy you gain. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost. Let's spread the word about mental well-being together. See you in the next episode. Stay amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.